The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Yo, this is some bull. Screw KD. Screw KD.
He's no longer traitor. Thunder.
Screw traitor that. It's traitor, dude.
Screw that. Yo.
Some Russell Westbrook is going to come back triple-double every single game, dude. Screw the Warriors.
For real, dude.
Bye, KD.
Yo, KD, this is where you belong, bro. Let's go.
This is garbage, bro.
You're garbage. You're trash now.
Kind of interesting to hear Oklahoma people call somebody trash. We didn't miss much while we were gone, did we? Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Tuesday when you guys are usually in a bad mood, but you had a long weekend, so you should be in a great mood, unless you're a Thunder fan. But we'll get to that.
What I've noticed, Fred, is that it's not just Thunder fan who's upset about this.
Yeah.
It's everyone not a Warriors fan is upset about this. And that's what I don't quite get, but that's what I'm seeing out there.
Well, and I do want to hear from people, but we'll get to that in a second. How was your fourth, guys? Jong, you enjoy your break?
It was good.
Yeah.
I actually, I was driving back home on the 4th, and around the time when this news broke, and I said, I've got to do a show today. I've got to. So I texted you, I texted Jong. You guys are both busy. I said, well, Jong, find me a producer. I'll come in and do the show by myself. Not one, all these hungry-ass producers around here, thirsty to get on the air, to run a show.
Well, not only that, there's a lot of people who are trying to get on air. Would have been a good opportunity.
Not one person was willing to come in on the 4th of July and help me put a product on air.
I would have loved to, but I actually had family stuff, so.
That's what everybody said. What were the excuses like, Jong? How many producers did you actually get in contact with?
I have a pool of about 4 or 5, but I only have a couple that I trust running, especially this show. So Tyler was busy until 5 because he said he had to come back here to do the HD show, but he said he was up at his mom's house until 5 in spring. And then I reached out to two more of the guys. One was one was out of town. The other one was at his other job.
Who was it? Who were the other guys?
I don't think you know them. Gio and Conrad. Or not Conrad, Cameron.
Did you reach out to Philpott?
I did not.
Why not?
I did not actually think about David.
Did you reach out to Michael Carroll?
No.
Why not?
No. He doesn't run the boards anymore.
But he could have.
He could have. But man works like 50 hours a week, so I wasn't going to bother him with that.
All right. There were probably only 8 people listening yesterday, let's be honest.
I don't know. I feel like that's a day that if you're a sports radio head, you would have wanted to tune into that thing, right?
Yeah, I guess. Although, man, the way people were going on Twitter, I'm not so sure it would have been that great anyway. So did you guys do anything fun? I know you were out of town.
Not out of town, near the Galveston area. I did shoot my first gun yesterday.
Really?
Your first gun ever?
Yeah, ever.
Are you serious?
It was fun. Yeah,
did
it was fun.
Did it give you PTSD?
No.
What kind of gun was it?
I don't remember.
Was it a handgun?
It was a handgun.
Okay.
It was a handgun, but I shot my first.
What'd you shoot at?
At a gun range, indoor gun range, down
Look
south.
At you.
Yeah, I got my cherry popped.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, it felt good.
Good.
Yeah.
Did your lady shoot with you?
Yes.
What'd you guys do, rent guns?
No, her brother has a gun collection. So he brought two of them, two handguns out there, and we shot them. One has more of a kickback than the other. The one that didn't have as much kickback was his wife's gun. And the other one, somebody brought in a Desert Eagle.
No, that's a hard gun to shoot.
I know they were a couple lanes down, and through the I guess the headphones that they give you, it like it was hurting my ears.
Yeah, I'm like a 240 pound man, and holding that gun still is a task, but it is badass. But only like I feel like the only reason you would need a gun like that is if you're like a gangster and you want to scare people with it, because no one's using that as a like a functional weapon. I don't think that exists as a functional weapon. But good for you, Jong. You out there preparing to battle zombies or bad guys or terrorists, whoever it may be. You will now be ready. That's good to
hear. Or zombie terrorists.
Could be that.
That should be the next show.
Could be that. What did you do this weekend, Fred?
Well, Friday was Canada Day, so we went to the Maple Leaf and hung out with a bunch of Canadians and got drunk and recovered Saturday. And then Sunday was there was this big race at Woodbine that I've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely loved a 15-1 shot who won, so I cleaned up on it.
Congratulations.
So then I just started drinking a whole bunch, and I think I had friends come over Sunday night, but I don't remember.
Okay.
It was one of those. And then yesterday was, like I said, family stuff. So it was nice and relaxing and trying to get some stuff ready for the trip, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
your last week of work for a while.
Yes, indeed. Countdown is at 4, and I'm actually looking forward to these shows as much as I am looking forward to getting out of town, because it's going to be a fun week. We got poker this week again, and got the Durant thing, which I think is going to dominate the conversation. Today we'll also talk a little bit about what the Rockets did and how this impacts some other teams, and it's going to be kind of a basketball-heavy day, I would suspect.
I would suspect that to be true.
So if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. I think I know your opinion on this, but
if you follow me on Twitter, you know my opinion.
Well, I kind of stayed off of Twitter for the most part. I just went and responded to a few people. But I kind of suspect I know how you feel about this.
Do you feel the same way then?
Well, see, I was going to do this whole setup where I let you rant, and then I was going to try to be a Stephen A. and just make up the weak side of it.
Right.
I agree with you. I have no problem with this whatsoever. The people who are calling it weak are fans of other teams who thought they could get him.
Right.
Or, Celtics fan, Spurs fan, all those guys that he visited with. Rockets fans bitter because he didn't even talk to them. And guys who, that's basically it, right? Guys who thought they had a chance at him, or Thunder fan, which...
Thunder fan, I understand.
I get that, but this whole burning jerseys thing has gotten so old.
And so lame.
Screaming at YouTube that we played at the top of the show, enough already. I think, to me, the guy did what was the best thing for him, to have an opportunity to go win a title. He's a free agent. I don't know why it is that we have to decide that we get to decide where somebody goes with their life.
Right.
And with their job in particular, yeah, they get paid a lot of money. And boy, a lot of guys got paid. And we'll get to that too. But how many jobs out there when you come out of college, you have to go to a certain city or a certain place?
None.
How many? I mean, there's not many out there, right? And I'm sure there's people who've had that where the only job they could get was here. Okay, great. But when you have an opportunity to go wherever you want, and this whole thing about, I blame the whole Michael Jordan myth culture that you guys have created out there about, well, he won 6 rings. Well, now what is the most important thing to these guys?
Rings.
Exactly.
So, but now, not only do you have to win rings, you have to stay in one city and win all your championships there. You can't bring in big time free agents to play with you. You have to basically do it all by yourself. It's a joke. And that's what it boils down to, is everybody's like, well, he'll never be Jordan. And, okay. Were you ever going to let him be Jordan anyway? Had he done everything that you had checked off as a requirement, were you really going to let him be Jordan anyway? Look at LeBron. No one's ever going to let him be Jordan. No one's ever going to, no matter what he does.
Even though after he won that title, we gave you a pretty good case of why he may be better.
You can make an argument.
You certainly can.
But no one's going to listen to it because he could win. Honestly, he can win 2-3 more championships and still no one will have it because, well, Jordan never lost a championship. That's what it will be. It's the Jordan protection that everyone will go, the links they will go to protect that man's name are endless.
Which is amazing to me because a lot of people listening to this show were kids when he was playing.
But here's the thing. KD was never going to be Michael Jordan. Now that he left, he'll never be Michael Jordan, so it doesn't change anything. The reality is, if you want to go down as one of the greats of all time, you have to have rings. And no one's going to look back and say, Kevin Durant couldn't win a ring until he went to the Warriors. No one's gonna care about that when his career is over and we decide where Kevin Durant is in the all-time hierarchy. No one's gonna say, well, he won some rings, but they were in Golden State. That was a really good team. Does anyone say, well, Scottie Pippen, he was a good player, but you know he had to be playing with Michael Jordan to win rings? No. No one says that. Scottie Pippen got put down. He's on that list of the 50 greatest players of all time. And let me tell you something. If Scottie Pippen put up the numbers that he did, and he did it playing for the Orlando Magic and never won a ring in his career, you think you guys would put him in that top 50 of all time?
Of course not.
No. He'd be a good player who was never able to do anything.
And people forget the Bulls team was pre-salary cap. When they wanted to bring in Dennis Rodman, they could, and they could keep all their other guys. Now, that's one thing that Golden
State... Scumbag Dennis Rodman left to a team that he was losing to. He couldn't hack it with the Pistons, so you can't beat him. Why not join him? What a jerk.
And Daniel brings up a good point. Shaq bounced around teams to get rings, and nobody faults him.
He's Shaq. Yeah. He's affable. Although, listen, you know what I've always said. What does Kevin Durant have to do for people to be upset with him? Finally, he did it.
Yeah.
Finally.
Well, and it's kind of a shame to me that he was in a no-win situation in a time where it should be a celebration for him. Yeah, he's a free agent. He can go where he wants. He can go to a new team or he can stay there. Whatever he did, he was going to get criticized. If he stayed in Oklahoma City, he doesn't want to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
it's so funny that when I was a kid, and I'm sure it's the same thing when you were a kid, the biggest knock you could make on a free agent was he doesn't care about winning. He's just chasing dollars. Kevin Durant left 70-something million dollars on the table because winning is the most important thing to him. And instead of applauding that decision and saying, you know what, this is a guy who wants to be a champion. Good for him. We're like, oh, well, it's one thing to want to be a champion, but you want to do it there? That's not, I mean, get over it, guys.
Here's what I do want to hear from people who are upset about this, 713-780-3776. However, here's with a caveat. If you're Spurs fan or Celtics fan or Thunder fan, we already get it, okay? That's not an argument I want to hear. But the other one that's going to be thrown out there, well, this is bad for the NBA. Of course it is. The NBA, at this point, you think anybody cares about Rockets versus Mavericks on Christmas Day right now? Even no. Rockets and Mavericks fan?
No.
So, yes, for the league itself, it's bad.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Because the reality is, as of right now, there's only two teams that can win the title unless Durant gets hurt, Curry gets hurt, or
Fred,
LeBron gets hurt.
I feel like all last season we were saying, name a team that can win the title besides Golden State, San Antonio, and Cleveland.
No, but I
don't think that's changed.
I think if he had gone to, say, San Antonio, then I think you could make an argument for three teams.
We made an argument for three teams all last year.
And we shouldn't have because they
weren't
good.
You're crazy. You look at one series of San Antonio versus the Thunder and you're ready to write them off.
I'm ready to write them off because they're old. Tim Duncan's probably about to retire. We've already talked about Tony Parker, who you seem to think is 28 years old.
They just replaced him with Pau Gasol.
Yeah, who's not necessarily an upgrade. He's a better offensive player at this stage.
They've got LaMarcus Aldridge. They've got Kawhi Leonard. That team is fine.
They're fine, but they ain't winning a title.
I don't know.
I do.
Okay.
There's no way. Go put your money on them.
Okay.
The only way that the NBA season's even going to be remotely interesting is if you're rooting for somebody to get hurt.
Okay.
And that's not cool. That's not the way it should be.
So let's say Kevin
Durant. But let me finish. It's not Kevin Durant's place to do that. It's not his place to make the league interesting. It's his place to do the best thing for him.
If Kevin Durant stayed with the Thunder, would you have really thought they were in the same class as Golden State and Cleveland anyway? You didn't think they were last year?
I didn't think
year.
They were last year. They showed me something in the playoffs because they turned their game up.
Right.
So, you know, maybe I would have put him in that group.
Okay.
But
so
especially with the changes they made, I think that team had a chance to be better.
Had he left for somewhere that's not San Antonio or Cleveland, would you have thought that team was suddenly a contender? Let's say, had he gone to Boston?
No.
Would you have gone, Boston, they can win the title?
I mean, even adding Horford, I don't think that would have been
enough. Kevin Durant is not LeBron James.
No, he's not. But
LeBron James could go to any team and you say, that team can win.
It's not unfair to sit here and say it makes the league a hell of a lot less interesting.
I disagree. Because to me, okay. Now we've got a team that You know what? And this is what I like about what the Warriors did. The Warriors won 73 games last year and didn't win a title. So everyone said, oh, they're not the best team ever. And rightfully so. I said myself, if they don't win the title, you can't argue them with the Bulls. But all year long, you heard, I don't care how many games they win, they'll never be as good as that Bulls team. If they go and win 75 games and win a title, what's your argument going to be, Bulls fan?
I think they'll win a title, but I don't think they're going to. They may not win as many games as they did last year.
They might not. But if they've got to go out, they knew they had to be better. This is a team that was so good last year and realized they weren't good enough, because clearly they weren't. They came up short. So they went out and got better. Kevin Durant knew, you know what? I could make a difference for this team. I could make this team a mega team. Who's not going to do that?
Well, I'm not arguing that point with you at all. What I'm saying is, I can understand the argument that says it makes the league a lot less balanced and a lot less interesting. I get that, because
the league was unbalanced anyway.
It was. This makes it worse. I don't think you can argue that. But
you know what it does? It takes away. If you wanted to call Oklahoma City a fringe contender, which they were basically all of last year until the playoffs, they had a good run. But they were the fourth best team in the league last year. Most people agreed. I think even on this show, we were in agreement that they were the fourth best team behind Golden State, San Antonio, and Cleveland.
Yeah.
Basically.
And they did turn it up in the playoffs, though.
Basically, so now instead of saying there's three, four teams that have a shot, now there's three teams.
No, I think there's two. I don't think there's any doubt.
But last year, did you think San Antonio had a shot until the playoffs?
Until the playoffs. And then even watching them in the first round, I don't know about these guys.
I'm never going to count it. That's like counting out the Patriots. If Greg Popovich is there, they've got a shot.
I think they'll be the second best team in the West, but I don't think they can win it unless somebody gets hurt.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what they are. They're better than the Thunder now.
Yeah, well, a lot of teams are better than the Thunder.
And, you know, the people who
do your Gary Trichter. We got plenty of time to do this, right. And we got a lot of people that want to get in. So,
guys, attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist, and that is not an easy title to gain. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state, and that means he's experienced in telling the truth about the faulty science behind the breath test and the blood test. You know, law enforcement, they're stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. If your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. There's still hope. Even if you failed the breath or blood test the police gave you, there's a lot of things about those tests you should know about. They're inaccurate. They're unreliable. And a lot of states have abandoned the breath test machine. It's just old technology. Failing that test, not the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with the machines. But you need an attorney who's experienced in going in front of a jury. A lot of lawyers will take DWI cases. Very few are experienced in going to trial. That's not an issue with Gary Trichter. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. It's funny how I agree with you 100% on this. You still got to find something to argue with me on. I think it makes the league less interesting. I think people who make that case, I don't blame them. But
Warriors chasing 73 wins this year not interesting to you?
It was, but it was also...
Chasing greatness is interesting to me.
It is, but when you have just a small amount of dominant teams... I mean, I like dominant teams, but I like four or five dominant teams. I don't like two. So, yeah, but the thing is, as I was saying, it's not Kevin Durant's place to make that call. Kevin Durant's doing what's best for Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And that's where I think people go too far with it, because they all say, oh, well, you know, it's on him to do this. No, it's not.
What's so great is now... LeBron James, who was essentially made into a bad guy by NBA fans when he left to Miami, now people are looking to LeBron James as like the great hope to defeat the evil Warriors team. I mean, it's so funny. It's like Kevin Durant. It's like pro wrestling. Like Kevin Durant made a heel turn, and LeBron James, who was once thought of as the bad guy, is now looked at as like this is the great hope. Like he's going to be
a
Hulkamaniac.
Because he went back and won it for Cleveland, so that made him the good guy all of a sudden.
But isn't it funny how stuff like that is what makes us decide what a guy's legacy is? It's ridiculous.
I know, and it's the funniest part to me is just this whole. The whole reaction that people are going to have these opinions and create this whole narrative about Kevin Durant, when the reality is he did the right thing for himself. And you know what? It may not work. I mean,
Might not.
They had to pretty much gut their depth to get him there, but who wouldn't do that?
Defensively, they're not going to be as good.
But, I mean, you still got four of the best players in the league playing together, and that's going to be fun to watch. All right, let's grab some phone calls because a bunch of people want to weigh in. We'll let Charles lead it off. What's up, Charles?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
All right, so I disagree with Fred and also AJ. When it comes to Kevin Durant, basketball purists, people who like actually remember basketball, study basketball, sees Kevin Durant for a weak move that he pulled.
Why?
The guy, I'll tell you why. Because he went to a team that whooped them for the in a 3-1 series. I would have had no problem with him joining any other team besides the Warriors. I'm a LeBron fan, not a Cavaliers fan. So when he won in Miami and in Cleveland, it didn't matter to me because I think LeBron's better than Jordan. When LeBron wins his final ring this year, I think that you guys will see how good LeBron is.
Let me jump in here because first off, we've already talked about LeBron. I'm still not hearing what your real problem is with Kevin Durant.
I told you my problem. My problem with Kevin Durant is,
he left to the team that
chose
beat him?
To go to a team that beat him. When LeBron lost, now people compare LeBron and Kevin Durant as a similar topic. LeBron got whooped by Orlando and Boston. He never went to Orlando or Boston. He chose to go to Miami. He had Wade and he had Bosch and he had another group of players. Kevin Durant is weak because he went to a team that whooped him when he was up 3-1. That's a weak move to me.
So is he only not allowed to go to the team that whooped him this year? Or is it like any team that's ever beat him in
with
the playoffs?
With anybody?
That's ridiculous. Guess what? The Thunder lose in the playoffs every year. So what are you going to do? Say you can't go to any of these teams that have ever beat you?
I said he can go anywhere else but to the Warriors because of how he lost to the Warriors. He could have gone anywhere else. Spurs, I don't care.
Two years ago, Kevin Durant lost to the Spurs in the Western Conference Finals.
He could have went to them.
But why?
This year, because he beat them last year.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I mean, who cares who beat you? That doesn't matter.
Yeah, and that doesn't make you a basketball purist. Sorry, pal.
No.
Let's try.
A basketball purist realizes that when you're a free agent, you can go wherever you want. And to say that, and here's the thing. Let's say, Steven Adams was a free agent and he went to the Warriors. Would we be making this big of a deal of it?
Yeah, no. I don't get the, he can't go to that one team.
The rules are different if you're a star player on where NBA fan thinks you're allowed to go. That's what's so stupid. If you're like a fringe guy, no one cares where you go. No one cares if, Pau Gasol signs with the Spurs or the Lakers. They don't care. But if you're a superstar, everyone gets up in arms about where you go. Like they should be able to decide what's fair and what's not. That's ridiculous.
817. Kevin Durant chose the path of least resistance and he didn't want to try for a championship anymore. He wanted it handed to him. That is weak.
Kevin Durant spent 8 years in Oklahoma City. Let me tell you what that franchise would be without Kevin Durant. Nothing. Nothing. They would be a miserable failure. And if you think, they would have had Russell Westbrook's not a guy who's going to carry a franchise. Kevin Durant carried that franchise and he gave that city. And let me tell you, Oklahoma City's no peach of a place to live.
No,
he lived in that place for 8 years.
And did a lot in the community too. Let's not forget that after those tornadoes, he was one of the guys out there donating money and handing out food. I mean, he's been a part of that community.
But not only that, took them to 3 conference finals, took them to 1 NBA finals. That guy's done enough for that city. And if it's the path of least resistance, so be it. He's a free agent. That's like, if you get mad if some wide receiver signs with the Patriots oh, well, he'll never be.
If Calvin, if Calvin Johnson comes back and decides he's going to the Patriots.
Yeah. Well, he knows he can't win a ring in Detroit. Kevin Durant probably realized that, you know what, we've come close a lot of times. I'm not winning a ring in this town. And the reality is next year, Russell Westbrook's going to be gone too. Sorry to break that news to you, Thunder fan, but Russell Westbrook's going to leave too. And he's got an opportunity now to go play for a team that has a legitimate shot to win a championship. Yeah, you take that opportunity. You take it.
Let's try one more call real quick. Victoria, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yes, I just wanted to comment. I think the real issue is people are just uncomfortable in general with stars being able to say where they want to go. I think it was the same thing with LeBron, same thing with KD. If it's not your decision, then people are just uncomfortable with it. So I think that's the bigger issue. I don't have a problem where KD goes. I don't care who he plays for. It's his life. It's his choice. But I think that's what people are really uncomfortable with.
Which is hilarious because, like Fred mentioned earlier, this is a game where basically everybody's lined up like cattle and told where they're going to go work. Kevin Durant didn't have a choice when he got drafted by Seattle. It's not
didn't
like
have
he,
a choice when they moved from Seattle to Oklahoma City.
Nope.
Giving me a choice, I'd rather stay in
had
Seattle.
No say in that. And that's what's so funny is loyal Oklahoma City fan wanting loyalty when their owner snatched up a team and moved it across the country. The loyalty thing is so hilarious to me.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about the melting pot. If you want to score on your date, guaranteed. Almost guaranteed. I mean, you could still screw it up because you're a blitzer, so you know how things go. Yeah. But, guys, if you really want to take her someplace special, you really want to impress her, or, ladies, you really want to impress your guy, the Melting Pot on Westheimer, this place is terrific. You get a four-course fondue experience, and it brings you closer than an ordinary date because you're actually discussing what it is you're going to eat, and there's some things that you eat together, which are very cool. And they've got a fantastic wine list if you want to get her a little, you know. And for guys, if you don't like wine, they got a great craft beer list as well. So you could do that. You have a fantastic meal. And I guarantee at the end of the night, touchdown. It's going to happen. Fondue Effect is going to work for you. The Melting Pot guarantees its staff will do everything possible to ensure the Fondue Effect works. Here's what you do to make reservations. 713-332-5546. 713-332-5546, and go and check it out. You will love it. It is a great, great place, especially for a first date if you really want to impress somebody. Once again, 713-332-5546, the Melting Pot, Westheimer, a mile and a half west of the Galleria.
In my cubicle, where I earn a tiny wage. In my cubicle, where I broke.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Okay, doing my best to keep up with everything, but we're being overwhelmed, so I'll do the best I can. We'll grab some more phone calls here. But I don't fault KD for making the best decision for his career, but I'm annoyed at the NBA for the current CBA making this kind of thing possible after the last lockout. They proclaimed it wouldn't be able to happen. Well, that's something that, you know, the league needs to address if they really think it's a problem. So people who are mad are LeBron lovers who are scared for his legacy. I don't know. AJ's kind of a LeBron lover, and he's not too worried about it. We were talking about that off air. Well, we'll get to the competitive aspect of it down the road, but yeah. I don't think it's an absolute lock that this thing works.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons. I think LeBron may be excited by this.
Yeah. And
don't forget, you remember when LeBron and Bosh and Wade joined up and everyone thought that they were going to break the Bulls record and it was basically an automatic title every year. And then the first year they started out really slow and they ended up making it to the finals, but they lost. It took them a year to really develop the kind of chemistry that it takes.
And that could easily happen here.
And don't get me wrong.
They're still going to be better than everybody
the
else.
The Warriors are the best team, period. And San Antonio is a close second at sharing the basketball. And I saw a bunch of people yesterday talking about, Kevin, who's going to get shots? And is Curry and Clay and Draymond, are they going to be upset at diminished roles? There is not a team. If you watch that team play, everyone touches the ball. No one cries about not getting any touches because everyone gets touches, save maybe Andrew Bogut.
Yeah.
And, but he's perfectly fine with
it. And
that.
If you read the whole how Curry sold Durant on it, he doesn't care. I mean, he just wants to win another title, which I respect that too, even though I'm not a big Curry fan. I mean, I'm a fan of him as a player. I think he's kind of a little bit cheesy, but to say, hey, I'll take a back seat if I have to. You win the MVP, I'll be in the front row. I like hearing stuff like that. 832 says, don't really care that Durant went to the Warriors. What bothers me is the tweet he sent out 6 years ago basically bashing James and Bosch. I saw that, and it is hypocritical, but it was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And, the guys, obviously, his priorities have changed since then. Maybe now he understands.
Well, and that's the thing, man. The biggest knock on all these guys, and he's probably seen what Allen Iverson, Allen Iverson's a great player. Steve Nash, great player. And without rings, they're never going to be looked at as one of the greatest ever. And Kevin Durant realizes he doesn't want to be Allen Iverson. He doesn't want to go down as a guy who was a really great player, but can never be looked at as one of the best ever because he didn't win a ring.
And think about all the guys who waited too late to go try to chase it, like Karl Malone and Gary Payton.
Charles Barkley
when they went to the Lakers, and Barkley. Although Barkley probably had a team that was close enough in Phoenix at the time, but
I tell you what,
similar type situation though.
I didn't get into it with Bomani Jones yesterday on Twitter. I kind of wanted to, but then I thought it'd be a headache to go back and forth with him. But he mentioned that Barkley coming to the Rockets when he did, that all three of those guys, Drexler and Olajuwon and Barkley, were all past their prime. Remember, the Rockets were coming off back-to-back NBA titles. The Suns had just been they'd just won their division, the Pacific Division. They were the best team in the Pacific. And all three of those guys were all NBA. You can argue past their prime, but they were still
three
of the best players in the NBA.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he tried to say something about that's why the Blazers gave away Drexler for nothing because they knew he was out. The guy was all NBA the year before Barkley came.
And that's revisionist history.
I agree.
That's just completely wrong. Drexler was the reason they won that second title.
No one in Houston was bashing Charles Barkley's decision to come or the Rockets' decision to get him. Frobius says, remove player caps. Let Milwaukee offer KD $35 million a year. Super teams buy. Remember, KD just took less money than he could have gotten from Oklahoma City to go play for this team. You remove all caps, watch the Lakers and the Knicks win the championship every year because those are the teams that have the most money to offer the best players. And that's what they'll do. They'll just pile up guys like this. You say super teams buy, but the teams in the markets that are willing to spend money are the ones who are going to actually reap those benefits. And then it takes away from teams like San Antonio who build teams in a smart fashion. It takes away any advantage they have.
Chris says, B-ball fans are the worst. You don't hear football fans talking bleep about Randy Moss. The name I would throw out there is Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
After the Colts cut him. And he had a choice of where he wanted to go. Nobody gave him grief for going to Denver. All right, I don't know. All right, let's try some calls. How about Zach?
Sports
to you.
Hey, I think it really is just calls into question how much of a competitor is he really? Because, I mean, it's not the fact that he left his team. I understand that. You don't want to live in Oklahoma. You want to go somewhere else, try to win a title. But it's a team that you were just up 3-1 on. I mean, you're several possessions away from being in their position playing in the NBA Finals. So I just feel like, he took the easy route out,
Should he have gone to the Lakers and made it as difficult as possible for himself?
No, not necessarily the Lakers.
Just any team except Golden State.
Yes, that would be like...
See, that's ridiculous.
Go Montana going to the Cowboys. The year after they lost to him.
Like Deion Sanders did? Yeah, and Deion Sanders is spineless, right?
Exactly, and he got called into question.
And then he won more rings, and people forgot about it because no one cares once you win. That's what it boils down to. That's all that matters is winning. And like I say, if KD wins two rings in Golden State, no one's going to care 2 years ago he left. like I said, when LeBron just won the title, all that decision crap, no one in Cleveland cares about it. LeBron's long-term legacy is unaffected by it, honestly, because now he's got rings.
I don't understand the anybody but Golden State because they just beat you argument. That makes absolutely no sense to me. I'm sorry.
I don't get it.
Hopefully we'll have listen, I'm open to some opposing arguments, but I don't get that one. Am I dumb?
So had the Thunder lost to the Spurs instead in the playoffs, would that have been off limits for him? So he could have gone to Golden State then, but not San Antonio? Guys, it's the playoffs. All the best teams are playing each other.
Yeah, and
that's what happens.
This easy way out thing?
Who wants to take the hardest road possible? As far as you guys are concerned, KD should have signed with Philadelphia to prove how badass he is. Because if you win a ring in Golden State, it means nothing. You win a ring in Philly, now you're a competitor. Stop.
Yeah, Django wants to know if we can give him stats on Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was one of my favorite quarterbacks. He really was. All right, let's try Doc real quick. What's going on, Doc?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Zay Sports.
That's good. This is what I was saying. And I've been trying to get people to understand, well, people that are not, all of us, you, I, and your partner, we all about the same age. And in our era, you know, those guys wanted to compete against each other. See, Jordan had other contemporaries that didn't care, even though they were on a different level from him athletically, like a John Starks or somebody like that. They didn't care about who Jordan was. They competed, and Jordan picked up his level because he knew he had to compete against somebody. The problem I have is I don't think these guys have enough to compete against one another. They ain't trying to compete against one another. They're trying to compete with one another. And that would be the problem I have. I don't have a problem with him going somewhere else because, you know, if I use me as an example, I've always needed a big man to play with me. But him going to what quote-unquote a super team instead of competing against the guys in his era, competing against a LeBron, competing against, you know, a Kawhi Leonard, you know, that's the problem I have.
He's still going to compete against LeBron. He's still going to compete against Kawhi Leonard.
Well, see, okay, Kawhi Leonard is going to compete against him. He's not going to hold Kawhi Leonard. Never has. My thing is, back in those days, Starks had to hold Jordan.
That's why John Starks has no rings.
Well, he doesn't have any rings, but he competed.
Yeah, but at the end of the day,
don't guarantee me a ring. Let me compete.
And where do you think John Starks' legacy sits amongst all-time NBA greats?
Against his contemporaries?
Yeah.
His contemporaries know that he was a player.
Yeah, but guess what?
I'm just using John Starks as an example. If you use a Joe Dumars or you go up to a Reggie Miller, those guys had to hold one another. That's the difference.
Where's Reggie Miller's legacy of all-time players? Because he competed, but he didn't win a ring.
Okay, quit saying about the ring. He competed, and he had a chance to get a ring.
But he didn't. Winning rings is what matters. Winning rings is all that matters. The whole point of sports is to win, to be a champion. And there's a reason why, if you ask 100 people who the better quarterback is, Joe Montana or Dan Marino, 80 of them will tell you Joe Montana because he's got a bunch of rings. But
even though the reality is, if I had to pick one to carry my team, it might have been Dan Marino.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's hard to argue against Joe Montana because he got the rings. If Dan Marino had 5 rings, you think there'd be an argument of who's better, him or Joe Montana, or him or Terry Bradshaw?
Even if he had 3.
Yeah. If he had 3 rings, Dan Marino would be looked at as the greatest quarterback of all time. But he doesn't have 3 rings. He's got none.
AJ is about 15, 16 years younger than me, so we're not close to the same age.
There's no way the 3 of us are all the same age.
I want to correct that.
And if there's a world where you think John Starks is looked at the same way as Michael Jordan or you know, Joe Dumars, guys who got rings, you're out of your mind.
Well, I do want to dispute his point that players didn't do that because you just mentioned Charles Barkley who did that. The Lakers brought guys in every single year during the Showtime run for guys who were trying to win. A lot of guys wanted to go to those teams, and it happened. And in fact, the fact that Drexler basically being traded to Houston was a move to come play with Akeem and try to win a title. It worked. Guys did a lot of that back then. It's not, you know, the only difference is that the players actually have control over it now instead of the teams being able to make these moves. And I think that's what pisses people off, and I'm okay with the players having that. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The second round of poker in The Blitz Summer Poker Classic is Thursday. We're playing at Dave & Buster's on Richmond with Big Stack Poker League as tournament director. Sign-in for available seats will begin at 5. We'll shuffle up and deal at 7:15 to find the top 25 who will advance to the finale and a chance to win the grand prize. And we'll be giving away seats for that throughout the day. So stay tuned. 269 said, Celtics versus Lakers in the 80s is always talked about as the golden era. There was no parity and the league thrived. Actually, they didn't win every year. That's what made it interesting, because the playoffs were more interesting because they had that mini series first. This is my era you're talking about now, so I can speak to this with some authority. They had a mini series where it was a best of three. Well, the Rockets got to the finals one year by beating the unbeatable Lakers in a best of three series. Nobody would go for that now because TV would hate it,
yeah,
because you have to have seven games. But you also had a great 76ers team that kept getting close and close and close and finally had to go out and get Moses Malone to win. So, you know, there were some other teams there. It wasn't just the Celtics and Lakers. They were clearly the best, but they both didn't get there every year. 713-780-ESPN. All right. Here's the word that everybody keeps using. Weak, weak, weak. You can let's come up with something better than that, all right?
It's weak to try and
yeah,
win.
I mean, that you're all parroting Stephen A. Smith now. Stop it. Come up with your own thoughts.
By the way, Stephen A. Smith with his veiled threats of you don't want to make an enemy of me. I don't know who Stephen Smith thinks he is, but it's probably not the best move to act like you're a tough guy compared to a 7-foot millionaire athlete. Probably not the best move.
Well, let's try to come up with your own takes instead of Stephen A's, okay? Let's try CJ. What's up, CJ?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
I mean, one thing I want to touch on, I really think is a big factor with all this blowing up the way it is, of course, with Twitter and Facebook. So everybody has an opinion about anything. And I don't know why it's such a big deal. AJ, you really kind of just touched on it. What I was about to get into is the whole AI thing. I mean, among kids and everywhere, AI is going to be one of the greatest players of all time to us. But kind of to what you were speaking on, he doesn't really have anything to prove it. He doesn't have any championships, just a glorified scorer. But obviously, KD doesn't want that to be his own legacy as well, because he is a great scorer. He doesn't want to be the newest version of AI. So everybody just feels like they can just throw their opinion in on Twitter because of Facebook. Everybody want to take their little jabs here and there, and just, I feel like it's overblown. I mean, KD, just wants to win, which is every player's long-time goal. No one goes into the NBA, the NFL, and be like, hey, I was one of the greatest scorers that ever did it. Everyone wants to be a decorated champion. That's the reason you try so hard at your craft and do what you have to do. But I'll let you guys elaborate on that list, and I'm out.
I mean, that's the whole point. The whole point at the end of the day is to win, not to be competitive. The point is to win. You know, Allen Iverson competed harder than anybody. He didn't win. And you think if he could go back and trade it and win a couple rings that he wouldn't?
Well, I think that might be a different issue, because, and maybe it's the media, maybe it is social media, maybe it's everything putting so much importance on you have to win a ring or you're garbage. I mean, that take is out there from a lot of people. If you don't win a ring, you're garbage, which is BS, because you use the Dan Marino example. Dan Marino might have been the best quarterback that ever played the game.
I'm not saying it's fair, Fred. I'm just saying that's what it's been made into.
And that's the point. And I think if we might want to look at why people believe that and why that's become, you know, something that everybody feels like they have to, well, it's got to be the rings. Well, if that's the case, then we created that as much as anybody. And so it's our fault for Durant going there. And Home Dude says KD knows that Westbrook's leaving next year, which is why I believe he left for the Warriors. I'm sure they talked.
I'm sure.
And I'm quite certain that Russell Westbrook probably said, listen, I'm going to, probably going home to L.A. So, we can either do one more year here or maybe do what's best for you.
This is why I say, who's a better player, Karl Malone or Tim Duncan?
Tim Duncan.
Why? Karl Malone scored 10,000 more points in his career than Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan led his team to a bunch of titles.
That's the difference.
If
Karl Malone had four rings, there'd be a hell of a lot more of a conversation, wouldn't there? And honestly, Karl Malone scored more points in his career than Michael Jordan. Karl Malone's a better rebounder than Michael Jordan. How come Karl Malone's not looked at as the best player of all time? Because Michael Jordan has six rings and Karl Malone has none. It's simple. And at the end of the day, if Kevin Durant finished his career as a guy who got close a whole bunch of times, like Karl Malone did, like Charles Barkley did, his legacy will be different than if he even wins one ring. One ring.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that that's the standard.
But it is.
And especially in team sports, because basketball's a little bit different because you're 20% of the lineup. So you have a bigger impact than you do in any other sport. But, in football, there's a lot of guys who were fantastic players whose team around them was just never good enough. And even at the primary positions, Adrian Peterson might be one of the greatest running backs ever. O.J. Simpson, before he started lopping off heads, was maybe the greatest running back ever for a short time. Team around him was awful.
Yeah.
And, in basketball, you can have more of an impact, but in the end, you still have to have a team around you. That's all he's doing. All right, we'll keep it going.
And by the way, you guys act like he doesn't want to compete. You guys act like the Warriors didn't have to compete to win 73 games this year. You don't think those guys compete? They just happen to be better. That's not about competing. Steph Curry goes out and competes every game. Klay Thompson goes out and competes every game. They just have more talent. It's not about being a competitor. Going and play with those guys isn't about how much you crave competition. He's still got 29 other teams he's going to have to beat.
And stop texting about Robert Horry and why that makes it. That dude was never even the fourth best player on any team that won a title. I'll throw Chuck Nevitt at you if we're going to do that. So Sean says, not weak, possibly selfish, but not wrong. Does that fit the KD move?
Well, I don't know what's selfish about it.
Well,
I mean,
wait a minute. What's wrong with being selfish? You're a free agent. You're supposed to be able to pick your own place.
Again,
what's wrong with being selfish in that situation?
This
Who
guy left
be?
$70 million on the table. It sounds like he cares more about team success than he does about money. That doesn't seem very selfish to me.
All right. QBs are the only football players judged by rings. Most people consider Barry Sanders better than Emmitt Smith. I do, but not most people. You'd be surprised. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.